WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Pianist Art Hodes has had one of the longest and broadest careers in jazz. He was born in Russia 86 years ago and raised in Chicago, where he took music lessons alongside the young Benny Goodman. Besides being a pianist, Hodes has been a jazz critic and has hosted jazz radio and TV shows. In the 1940s, he co-edited the Jazz Record, the first magazine to publish the oral histories of jazz musicians. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, with due respect to Hodes' other accomplishments, he's been most valuable as a piano player.
Better America, Art Hodes would be declared a national monument. He knows a million songs from the early days of jazz, and he plays them in an authentic manner. But you wouldn't want to call him a revivalist, since he started playing this music in the 1920s, when it was current. He learned by listening to the many piano players who lived in Chicago back then, and by soaking up the jazz available on records. Art Hodes has a new solo album out called Pagin' Mr. Jelly on the recently revived Candid label. Half the tunes on it were written by Jelly Roll Morton, the first great composer in jazz. Morton's elaborately structured pieces were influenced by ragtime, just as ragtime borrowed many of its forms from march music. Hodes' version of Morton's Grandpa's Spells isn't a note-for-note recreation of the original 1923 recording, but Hodes understands the piece so well, he lets us hear its march and ragtime roots. He draws connections that take us back almost a century. Here's a long excerpt from Hodes' take on Grandpa's Spells. One thing Art Hodes does take from Morton's 1923 recording of Grandpa's Spells are those bass clusters, which sound a little like exploding depth charges. They also sound like Morton and Hodes play them with their fists. They're a reminder that jazz pianists have always used whatever unorthodox techniques come to hand. Art Hodes is also widely acknowledged as a blues pianist. Many blues piano players favor a heavily percussive style. Hodes sometimes plays that way, but also knows the power of understatement. He's been quoted as saying, "The blues heal you," And when he plays one of his more subdued blues numbers, it almost sounds like a form of meditation, a prayer. It's obvious he's not just going through the motions. Here are some of Art Hody's own Gone Jelly Blues. Hody's has been playing most, if not all, of the selections on his new album for many decades. He first recorded some of them over 45 years ago. At the keyboard, his fingers follow well-worn paths. It's remarkable he still brings so much feeling to pieces he's played hundreds or even thousands of times. That he could play them so well on a session 10 days before his 84th birthday is even more amazing. But then, Art Hody's is a living testament to the rejuvenating power of classic music.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Art Hody's new album, Page and Mr. Jelly, on the Candid label. This is Fresh Air.